Well, we're talking cricket this morning. Well done once again to the Indians. A fantastic 2-1 series victory over Australia. Right now, we're joined by Mr. Cricket, Jonathan Weeks, to talk a little local stuff.
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody.
Mate, junior cricket, what's happening?
Yeah, of course, if you want to get stuck into it, it'll be at the end of the month where it all happens, so you can be part of that experience. It's pretty easy. Just go through playcricket.com.au and get yourself registered to play throughout the Hunter Valley into Northern New South Wales. Of course, Corindai has juniors on Saturday morning, Friday afternoons, all over the place, some places too, so get into that, get into it often. If you want to talk to our development officer, his name's Gary Fisher. You can send him an email at gfisher@cricketnsw.com.au and be part of it. Become a coach and an umpire as well. So I had a chat with Jaron Gutcher last week at the McDonald's New South Wales Country Cricket Championships for the 16s and 19s for the boys and girls over the last fortnight in Tamworth. And he was interesting times to see. We had to use umpires from Central North because of COVID.
Right.
But it was interesting to see as part of the experience in the test match that we'll have a bit of a chat about next week is Claire Pollock, who's actually a girl from Goulburn. She was the fourth umpire, so that was good to see. Also, in regards to that, the McDonald's New South Wales Country Cricket Championships, when it comes to the juniors, congratulations to Kristen Smith, Scone girl, of course, who coaches the Newcastle under-16s. They're through to the finals, and also to Tom and all the crew there in the 19s have done a great job with Lyle. And also, of course, Luke Knight has done a great job with Central North. Of course, Kristen is from Scone,
yep.
And Luke Knight, of course, who heads up everything, he's from Singleton. So they've done a great job to get something off the ground, considering Central Coast won't have any cricket, which is a bit disappointing. But, of course, on the way through Bear, we've got the fun that is the Central Coast and the city sides this weekend as they look to pick the sides there for the 16s and the 19s. They're going to have bigger squads, so it's going to be a Thunder Blue and a Thunder Green and all that sort of stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. The West will be dominated by the Riverina and Western, so when we get the side set up when it comes to that, we'll tell you about that in the fullness of time.
What's the word on the John Bull Shield?
Yeah, of course, that's just the provincial competition that's played around the traps here. We've had a couple of rounds, and the final will be held on February the 7th. We'll give you the teams next week when it all rock and rolls, but it's great to see that the AGL John Bull Shield is back again. Opportunity for teams, of course, through Singleton, Musselbrook, also up Hunter, to get out there and have a bit of a lash with Maitland. So Singleton's had it a couple of times, but Maitland's certainly dominated. Also, speaking of which, last week the New South Wales countryside took on the ACT Comets and won by 2 wickets. So congratulations to Nick Foster and also Tom Groff. Funny thing about that Bear was they picked a side that they had to get rid of the guys from Illawarra and also Central Coast. And by the end of the week, they could put those guys in, including Scott Birkinshaw, of course, his father Gary. Yeah, runs cricket down there in the Central Coast and Newcastle.
Mm.
He's also a Moree boy, a big part of the Central North cricket fabric 40 years ago. So COVID has just made things a little bit crazy. Having a chat with Kate Jackson, who is our skipper of our New South Wales Country Breakers as well. Hopefully the girls will have a side and also they'll get to play against an SCG 11 sometime in February.
And the final word on the WNCL?
Yeah, of course, this is Women's National Cricket League forever. The New South Wales Breakers dominated this competition. It's been shared around with the Western Fury and also the Southern Scorpions. But it started on the weekend. Great to see Erin Osborne is taking up the coaching reins there at the ACT Meteors. So you can find out more through the various websites there, through cricket.com.au. Follow the girls. Hopefully when we have the test series over and done with, we'll be able to get some of it on Fox Sports, seeing as Fox is getting plenty of money to put out women's sport.
Yeah.
And it's great to see the likes of A-League and also WNBL is getting it. So cricket.com.au has the coverage there by their website, but hopefully, as I said, when the test matches are done and dusted, we'll be able to get some into this provincial cricket.
And, mate, just to finish on, your mate and mine, Jared Watts, for the Musselbrook Silver Slugs, scored himself an unbeaten century over the weekend to get Musselbrook into fourth place on the table for the Upper Hunter District Cricket Association. How good is that?
Oh, fantastic. See, all that practice of trying to blow up gophers at the Musselbrook Golf Club has put him in good stead. So we wish G-Rad all the best. Unfortunately, he doesn't have to carry a big lumbering bowler that does the occasional bit of work at breakfast or 2 a.m.
Not this season.
He's a good man, Jared.
He definitely is.
He's a good man, G-Rad, but good to see that he's putting a fantastic job in, not only with the bat in the seniors, but also doing some great work in the juniors, as we've mentioned before.
Weeksy, thank you very much for the update, as always. We'll talk more cricket next week.
No problems.